Dragon fruit farms are lit up at night for several technical and agricultural reasons, primarily to optimize growth, ensure year-round production, and address biological and environmental challenges. Below is a detailed breakdown of the key factors and mechanisms involved purpose of nighttime lighting enhancing growth and yield. Dragon fruit plants are photoperiod sensitive, meaning their growth and flowering cycles are heavily influenced by light exposure. Dragon fruit farms are lit up at night for several technical and agricultural reasons, primarily to optimize growth, ensure year-round production, and address biological and environmental challenges. Natural sunlight is often insufficient during certain seasons or in regions with limited daylight hours, particularly in winter. To compensate, farmers use artificial LED lighting at night to simulate daylight conditions. This supplemental lighting extends the photoperiod, enabling the plants to undergo photosynthesis even during darkness, which is critical for fruit development and overall productivity. Nighttime lighting also promotes flowering. Dragon fruit blooms are typically nocturnal, a trait that evolved to attract pollinators like bats and moths. 14. By extending light exposure, farmers can manipulate the plant's natural rhythms to encourage more frequent and synchronized flowering, ensuring a steady supply of fruit throughout the year. 613. This is particularly important in regions like Vietnam and China, where dragon fruit farming has expanded rapidly to meet global demand. 713. Technical aspects of nighttime lighting systems. The lighting systems used in dragon fruit farms are designed for energy efficiency and targeted light spectra. LED grow lights are the preferred technology due to their ability to emit specific wavelengths, for example, red and blue light, that optimize photosynthesis while minimizing energy consumption. 15. These lights are often activated during specific hours, such as from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. in winter, to mimic natural daylight cycles and trigger flowering. 15. In China's Guangxi, Zhuang region, farms use high-tech LED arrays to maintain photosynthesis during nighttime hours, ensuring consistent growth even in low-light conditions. 8. Similarly, in Vietnam, supplemental lighting during winter months has become a standard practice to boost productivity in dragon fruit orchards. 13. The use of yellow and pink-tinted lights is also common, as these wavelengths are believed to enhance plant responses and fruit quality. 6. Seasonal and environmental considerations. The necessity of nighttime lighting varies by season and geographic location. For example, winter months require artificial lighting in regions with short daylight hours, as natural light alone cannot sustain photosynthesis or flowering. 13. Summer months may not require supplemental lighting in some areas, as natural sunlight is sufficient. 11. This seasonal adaptability ensures that farms can maintain year-round production without over-reliance on artificial systems during periods of ample sunlight. 11. Biological and economic benefits. From a biological perspective, nighttime lighting aligns with the evolutionary traits of dragon fruit. By extending the photoperiod, farmers exploit the plant's natural tendency to bloom at night, increasing pollination efficiency and fruit. Set. 14. Economically, this practice ensures consistent harvests, reduces crop scarcity, and supports the export-oriented dragon fruit industry in countries like Vietnam and China. 713. Conclusion: the use of nighttime lighting in dragon fruit farming is a sophisticated agricultural technique that combines biological understanding, technological innovation, and seasonal planning. By leveraging LED grow lights to simulate daylight, farmers overcome environmental limitations, enhance productivity, and meet global demand for this high-value crop. 813. This practice exemplifies how modern agriculture adapts to both ecological and economic challenges.